Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, December 26th. You'll be interested to know. Today is Boxing Day in the United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. Originating from the British tradition of giving servants and tradespeople hay time off and gift boxes, it also involves church donations for the poor. Today, Boxing Day features holiday sales, sports, and shopping. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 12 degrees with 11-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:17, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:12. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday, with temperatures climbing to around 35, accompanied by a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 19 and a gentle wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 7:30 with the low tide at 2. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 44 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Friday with a high near 38 and light west winds. Friday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 24. Saturday brings a slight chance of rain in the afternoon with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 40. Saturday night has a chance of rain with a low around 32. Sunday is likely to be rainy with cloudy skies and a high near 45. Sunday night continues with rain likely and a low around 39. Monday also looks rainy with a high near 50. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the city of Boston has signed a 10-year lease with a new professional women's soccer team for the historic White Stadium in Franklin Park. Mayor Michelle Wu announced that renovations will begin soon, with demolition expected to start in late January. The project aims to revitalize the aging facility, which has faced significant disrepair. Plans include approximately 11,000 seats and new facilities for student athletes. Despite some opposition, the team will contribute financially, covering half of construction costs and providing annual support for local organizations. Completion is anticipated by March 2026 for the team's inaugural season. Now on to sports. Last night, on the Christmas Day doubleheader, Lamar Jackson dazzled as the Baltimore Ravens, now 11-5, trounced the Houston Texans 31-2. Jackson shattered the NFL rushing record for quarterbacks and threw for 168 yards with 2 touchdowns. Derrick Henry added to the Ravens' dominance with his 16th touchdown. Houston, at 9-7, struggled, managing only a safety. Baltimore eyes the AFC North title next week against Cleveland. And the Kansas City Chiefs, now 15-1, dominated the Pittsburgh Steelers, dropping to 10-6, with a commanding 29-10 victory. Patrick Mahomes threw for 320 yards and 3 touchdowns, while Travis Kelce broke a franchise record with his 77th touchdown catch. The Chiefs' defense stifled Pittsburgh, securing the top seed in the AFC. In local sports, on Christmas Day, the Celtics fell to the 76ers, 118 to 114 at the Garden. Joel Embiid shined with 27 points and 9 rebounds, including 4 out of 5 three-pointers. Tyrese Maxey added 33 points for the 76ers. Despite Jason Tatum's 32 points and 7 rebounds, the Seas couldn't close the gap. Boston now stands at 22-8, while the 76ers improve to 11-17. Tomorrow night, the Celtics host the Indiana Pacers at TD Garden. The Pacers, who have won their last 5 games, seek to sweep the series after a narrow win in the first meeting. Also tomorrow night, the Bruins, standing at 19-13-4, take on the Blue Jackets in Columbus. David Pastrnak, with 36 points, leads the Bees, who are favored by 1.5. The Blue Jackets are 14-15-6. In top news, the U.S. Department of Justice is suing CVS Pharmacy Incorporated, alleging the company filled illegal prescriptions and sought reimbursement from federal healthcare programs for unlawful medications. CVS, with 9,000 pharmacies nationwide, reportedly filled prescriptions lacking legitimate medical purposes and issued inappropriately. The complaint highlights that CVS ignored evidence from its pharmacists regarding illegal practices. U.S. Attorney Jessica Abber emphasized that the pharmacy's actions contributed to the opioid crisis, resulting in patient overdoses. CVS disputes the claims, stating the prescriptions were for FDA-approved medications and that it has implemented programs to block suspicious prescriptions. In business news, in a significant turnaround, the Walt Disney Company achieved its first-ever quarterly profit from its streaming business, reporting a profit of $47 million in August after years of losses exceeding $10 billion. This success is attributed to strategic cost-cutting, staff reductions, and subscription price increases. Notably, Disney's film unit saw a resurgence with hits like Inside Out 2 and Moana 2. Furthermore, Disney's integration of Hulu into its streaming services has driven user engagement. Disney's focus on quality content and marketing strategies has positioned it for future profitability in an increasingly competitive landscape. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over 99,000. Ethereum is just under 3,500. And Goetze's Maximus is about 48 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Elevation Lab has introduced the innovative Time Capsule, a protective case for the Apple AirTag that transforms it into a waterproof and dustproof tracker with an impressive 10-year battery life. Priced at $19.99, you can also purchase a pair for $29.99 or a discounted 4-pack for $39.99. The Time Capsule replaces the standard battery with 2 AA batteries and features a durable, fiber-reinforced polycarbonate design. While it does add some weight and muffle sound, it ensures your tracker remains functional in tough conditions, making battery replacements a thing of the past. And in entertainment news, this year's top documentaries are stirring controversy as they lean heavily toward religious and conservative themes. Gone are the days of critically acclaimed hits like Hoop Dreams and Won't You Be My Neighbor? The current box office is dominated by films such as Am I Racist? A provocative title from the conservative Daily Wire. Industry experts suggest that streaming platforms have shifted the landscape, making traditional theatrical releases less common. With audience demand for patriotic narratives, distributors are adapting, utilizing social media campaigns, and grassroots strategies to draw viewers to these films, reflecting a significant cultural divide. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the English novelist Charles Dickens. And he said, "I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.